you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, January 17th, 2018, celebrating here at the Great News Radio Center, as in a few days, maybe even some of your mailboxes today, you'll receive the thanks for making 2017 an incredible, unprecedented year, exclamation point. And so I was just showing Jason this newsletter. It's legal size, two-sided with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 10 or 12 photographs, including It's a Wonderful Life CD cover, which has been designed by Pastor Jason Schiffo. And it's really exciting times here. I've been talking about this a little bit, Jason, that it kind of summarizes some of the God-citing stories of this radio ministry this past year. Just gives these little thumbnail, if you will, summary statements about the English Conversation Class or the Singing Men or the Prime Life Times or It's a Wonderful Life or the Pilgrimage to Israel in October of this year, to a picture of the staff, to the Ping Pong Ministry, our featured space here at the Great News Radio Center, and then our coverage area and some of the unique ways God is working through the staff. So all put together in this nice newsletter, two-sided. It went out in all the thank you letters, the 2017 summary tax letter that people have to use or will use when they're filing their taxes. And so if you made a donation in 2017, expect to receive this in the next few days. Or if you call in and say you want one of those Wonderful Life CDs and make a donation, we'll be happy to send you this newsletter. Or maybe you've been listening for a number of years and have never contacted us. Let this be the reason for you to call in today and send it out to you in first-class mail in the next few days. But give us a call at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And that picture of the Israel trip, that was last February, March of last year.
That's right.
And you and I are already working on two different dates. I guess we can officially announce it. We have the dates. We have the times. We're still working out the specifics, but it's going
to
be...
I guess you could say you have enough to announce it if you want to.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's still a lot of gray area, right?
Yeah, but we'd have the dates. February 23rd and March 23rd will be two Israel interest nights. To know more about our upcoming pilgrimage to the Holy Land. So that's well over a month away, but you'll hear more about how you can attend and learn more about a trip to Israel and how we'd put it together and what we trust God would do to renew or reinvigorate or maybe introduce you to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So October 3rd through the 13th is the date of this 10-day pilgrimage. It'll be happening this year. And there'll be more information in the coming days, but we'll have an interest night on Friday night, February 23rd, and then probably a second interest night on March 23rd. It'll be a Friday night, probably 7 to 8:30 p.m. That's what we're currently talking about. But we're excited about that. And then all this other information about the ministry work that we're doing here at the Great News Radio Center and the Prime Life Times, I think we had two or three more people sign up. They wanted to subscribe and basically have it mailed to their home. So that's always fun to put that all together and mail it out. And the Prime Life Times, as you've been tuned in, on Tuesday we had Marianne read another story. And we'll continue to feature some of those stories and receive content. I think we're adding three or four new people. We're calling them content contributors. They write various articles, whether it's a human interest story or some information about weatherizing your home or retirement or a lot of different topics. But be looking for the January edition of the Prime Life Times in over 100-plus area locations, and certainly right here at the Great News Radio Center and at Lincoln Square at three out of the four doorways. There's stands right near the doorway where you can pick up your free copy. So a lot of great things happening. It's a new year. I've been launched into the family devotional time. You talked about it this past Wednesday and Friday in church. On Sunday you talked through.
So was it as bad as I say it's going to be?
I would say as challenging as you said it would be. In fact, I think I gave you a voicemail after our first devotional time on Monday, and I said, it wasn't quite a train wreck, but it was like a challenge, or I had some colorful language.
Somebody said to me, they said, it wasn't easy, but it was real, .. real messy. Yeah. And I said, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, that means that you're doing it right, because if you actually sit down and you actually do devotional time together, you actually open up the Bible with your kids and with your family, or that it tends to get messy, and that's good.
Yeah.
That is really good, because life is messy. And so I'm becoming more and more leery of Bible application that isn't messy, because life is messy. And so where we apply the Bible into our life, it should feel a bit messy, because life is messy, especially when you put more than one person in life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you talked about it, or we talked about it on Wednesday and Friday. Well, Monday, we get all set. Okay, Esther, you're going to do the reading. Holly, you'll open up in prayer. it was kind of fun. And suddenly, like Esther, she doesn't want to read. I said, Esther, just, John 1 through verse 18. No. Esther, read.
We're trying to be holy, darn it. Come on.
You're like, what's going on here? But we got through it. And then on Tuesday, I was telling you yesterday that the second day, don't you know, we're getting late. It's like, hey, where's this? Get your shoes. Come. We're going to be late to school. We got to do this devotional. Oh, okay, we're going to do it tonight. So we had to put it off to the evening. So
this was ours, because we were talking about the first verses in John, and the Word became flesh, and he dwelt amongst us, just so that nobody has any illusions that in the pastor's house this goes differently.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is how it went. The Word became, Tasha read it, the Word became flesh, and he dwelt amongst us. And then all of a sudden, one of the kids goes, wait a second, before he became flesh, was that like putting clothes on? And I'm like, well, and before I can answer it, one of the other kids goes, Jesus was naked, Jesus was naked. And then Samuel, who's four, he goes, his booty was hanging out. And there was no way to save it then. There was no way to save it. It was going downhill quickly. But you know what? I go, it might not have been good, but somehow in the midst of all that, they're carrying with them the fact that he became flesh. And so I'm going, okay, I'm going to take the little tiny wins. But I was just like, oh, here we go. Okay.
Yeah. He's a real person.
There's no saving him. Yeah, no saving this back now. It's in the weeds.
Yeah. Well, we talked a lot about it last Wednesday and Friday. In fact, I was very encouraged. It was neat because after the church service on Sunday, I know there was a couple in front of you or waiting in line, and they just got done talking to me. They had come from the Crawfordsville or Covington, Indiana area,
yeah,
all the way in to pick up the materials, and they were excited about it, and they said sometimes they listen on Friday to our morning program, sometimes twice. I don't know if they told you that. I was like,
no.
Oh, I said, tell Jason that.
But they were excited because they said that their pastor wanted to see it, and she said, could we reproduce this and maybe launch this in our church? And I said, of course.
Yeah.
And so it was good. I gave her my information. I said, I would love it if somehow you got... I said, two things I ask. You can reproduce it all you want. Let me get your address so that the next study we can send out to you so that you can keep going with us. Mm-hmm. And I said, and the other thing is, just tell me the story about how God is using it in your life and in the life of your church. That's all I care about. Mm-hmm. I just want to hear about how God is using it, because sometimes that feedback really helps me to understand. It encourages me, and it helps me to understand maybe where we need to change something or make something better or that. So it's only two things I asked. But I was kind of encouraged, because she's like, well, can I take a couple extra, because I have some people I need to give them to? And I'm like, yes, definitely.
Yeah, and they, I think, went to an early service,
yeah,
jumped in their car, and raced over just in order to make it.
She said I was from Crawfordsville, and I thought, wow, how far is that? And he immediately was like, 90 miles. He's like, wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was great. So... oh, exciting times. Lots going on. The It's a Wonderful Life CD. I think on Monday when I announced it, I had two different people come in. The first person, I'd like that, and gave me a $20 donation. Somebody else came in, a friend that was on the recent trip to Israel, gave a $60 check, and others have written in and requested copies of it. And before the Singing Men rehearsal, I had it playing over the sound system here. And so they were hearing all the accounts of It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm.
And that one guy said, he sounds just like George Bailey. And this one is like, where did you find these people? And I said, it was Kate Freeman's idea initially. And I instantly jumped on board thinking, oh, yeah, this could come together nicely. It's well received and beloved by many people that know the storyline. And I don't know, she put out some announcements. We announced it over the air, and suddenly we had just about 50 local cast members.
Yeah.
And from the Monticello Theater Group and some other different people that had been in the performing arts to just some locals that came in, auditioned, and suddenly we had these great voices, and we're going to have some kind of reunion, I think, in a week or two where we'll hand these out to the cast members and then just celebrate how we see God using it in a variety of ways.
Sure.
It's not like a biblical-based presentation, and yet there were some themes threaded throughout that I think are God-honoring and the story of family and giving to one another and helping each other out. And there are some prayers and some seemingly answers to prayers, even though a unique way of how the storyline goes. But very pleased how it turned out, the sound effects and the singing men were listening to the old-fashioned car sounds and doors closing and change being handed over. And I'm really pleased how it turned out with everyone's efforts. So a collective group of just about 50 of us put it all together, and it can be yours for any size donation. And just let us know you'd like a copy of it, and be mindful that if you send in a $10 donation, $4 or $5 will go towards mailing it towards you.
Yeah.
So include that in your generous gift, and we'll make sure you get a copy or multiple copies if you request them. And you can write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or give us a call, and we can even take your credit card over the phone. Just dial 217-367-7777. It's A Wonderful Life, a presentation put together by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and I think it's an hour and 18 minutes. So, yeah, I had it going twice the other day, and it was fun hearing it, and people would walk in as like, what is that? I said, that's the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. And they're like, wow, it sounds so professional. And I think it was Nancy Gill who came in and was saying, I was so amazed how professionally done it was. And there was one other friend that said he listened to the three initial broadcasts over the air. He had never seen the movie. This is Mark up near the Cisna Park area, friend. And he's like, he'd never seen it.
He went on a past Israel trip.
Yeah. So he said he loved it, and very well done. He wants a CD. So we'll be mailing out those CDs to those of you that requested it to be mailed to you in the next few days. We're trying to get some of the supplies to package them all up and send them out. So, yeah, exciting times here at the Great News Radio Center, and the ping pong game's getting better. I had a guy that's really good who beat me, and he wanted to do a radio spot, and at the very end he said, I hope Mark Burns is better at running a radio station than he is in playing ping pong.
Wow. Yes. You let him talk trash like that in the air?
So I thought it's his radio spot, so So, he's very good, so I don't mind losing to him. If I can ever beat him, I'll be in a top tier. He's one of the top, like, five players in the area. But he said in the half hour, 45 minutes that we played, this was on a Saturday, he said he could see significant improvement. He was kind of amazed because he started playing harder. And, you know, these top-tier players, they do those little cuts and spins, and it's hard to even return it. But when they hit it hard, I can kind of return the hard ones.
Sure.
It's just those little nicks and cuts and I don't know, the different spins they put on it. But, anyways, a lot of fun. He's a believer. He's a truck driver. He is from the Danville area. And he said he was almost feeling called to be like a chaplain to some of those truckers. You know, there's that whole trucking ministry and his calling in life. Yes, there's actually a couple of the top players are all Christians.
Oh.
There's another, Robert, who's a farmer down in the Catlin. I'm not sure exactly where he farms, but he's a great player. And he says, oh, I listen to the station all the time. And so it's kind of fun. I was like, maybe there's a ping pong ministry yet to be had out here.
You can dream, right?
Yeah, that's right. New calling, ping pong ministry here at Lincoln Square. So, and that is pointed out in our newsletter here. There's a picture of a couple people playing ping pong here, and it's kind of funny. I said, need some physical and spiritual exercise? God has used these tables to accomplish some very interesting and strategic outreach.
Mm.
Stop by and give Mark a challenge. Between 10 and 5 p.m. or on Saturdays or weekends or weeknights, I'll hang around if you'll bring a paddle and want to play. So. Anyway, it's exciting times. It's nice to get this out. We've been working on putting it together and signing the thank yous and appreciating all those that make this ministry possible. Total team effort.
Yeah. Thank the Lord for what he does in the midst of all of it.
Yeah, yes. How he keeps it all together.
Yeah, really. I mean, how he does keep it all together. You know, I was had a real great opportunity Sunday night. I do some of the teaching time in Awana, and Awana is a ministry. For those who don't know, Awana is a ministry for kids. So we at our church, we do. There's preschool. There is they call that Cubbies. Then there's Sparkies, which is like your kindergarten through second grade. Then you have your third through sixth, which is TNT, and then we go all the way up to high school. So we do everything from preschool to high school. But I was teaching the kids the other day, and it kind of elicited some memories in that. But in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19, Hebrews chapter 10 is one of my favorite chapters in Hebrews. But it says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain that is through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, with full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." And I love it. It says, "Therefore, brothers," and, you know, I've trained my kids now through our family devotional time that when it says, "Therefore," what is the "therefore, therefore"? They always say that back to me. They're proud of that. I'm proud of that. But you ask here in Hebrews, you would say, well, what is the "therefore, therefore"? And he even makes it really warm. "Therefore, brothers," it's an invitation. So what's it there for? Well, the beginning of Hebrews chapter 10 is all about who Jesus is. In fact, it says in Hebrews chapter 10 and 4, it's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. Why? Because, consequently, Christ came into the world. One of my favorite verses in all of the Bible is in 10 and
Favorite verse this week?
No. Favorite. 10 and 11 and 12, which it says, "And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sin, he sat down at the right hand of God." Mm-hmm. Just this idea in verses 10 or 11 and 12 of kind of the futility of what we can do on our own, and just the magnificence, the supremacy of what Christ can do through his one single action, so much so that he was able to sit down. And so that's why later in verse 19 it says, and I was teaching this to the kids, "Therefore, brother, since we have confidence." Well, where's our confidence rooted in? It reminded me of when I was a much younger man. I was in the military, and I was in the Army. And they came to me after I was in the Army for not too long, and they said, "Hey, do you want to jump out of helicopters?" And I thought, huh, that sounds like I'm young. And what do we always attach that? I'm dumb. So I was like, yeah, that's a really great idea. I want to jump out of helicopters. You know, and you ever have that moment where somebody asks you if you want to do something that sounds like a really great idea, and then once you think about it, you go, that's not such a great idea. And so that's kind of how it was. You know, I thought about it, and I thought about a helicopter, like with the blades on the top spinning around. How high up in the air is that? You know, and so as I kind of thought about it, I thought, this is not such a great idea. In fact, my confidence in even being a part of this thing was not good, but I'm in the Army, and I already said yes, so I'm kind of stuck. And so they sent me off to a school, you know, where you kind of go away from your unit and you're in this school for, I think it was for 2 weeks. And what was interesting is the first week they had us get up on this 10-foot tower and jump off this 10-foot tower. They had bungee cords attached to us, but they had us jump off this 10-foot tower. Then they had us jump off this 20-foot tower.
Wow.
And then they had at the end of the first week going down this 50-foot tower. We had to rappel down it, they called it. But we had to go down this 50-foot tower. And the whole idea was that slowly they would build up our confidence so that when you were 100 feet in the air or whatever it was coming out of this helicopter, you would have the confidence to be able to do it. You wouldn't be stuck in the door of the helicopter going, there's no way.
No.
You know, when the helicopter comes, everybody who's on the helicopter except for the pilots need to get off. That's just kind of how this thing works. And so you had to build up that confidence. And it reminded me, it made me think about this verse, because therefore, brothers, since we have confidence, well, why do we have confidence? Why do we have confidence to live the way that God calls us to live? Well, Hebrews 10 tells us that because of everything that happens before verse 19, that's what the therefore is there for. Our confidence is in the fact that every priest stands daily and repeatedly trying to make sacrifices to take care of sin, and they can't. But Christ, who made one sacrifice once and for all, did so and then sat down. So finished was his work that he sat down afterwards. And because of that, and by the way, when he sat down, what happened? The curtain was torn in the temple. I love that allusion here to the curtain being his flesh. And before that, in the earlier verses, talking about priests, because this is all about what was happening at the temple, that the curtain was torn in two, and we had access to God in a way that we never had it before. We can pray to God. We can come near to God. We can read God's word with his Holy Spirit, helping us through all of it. We have a nearness and closeness to God that Romans 8 says is because of our adoption. That we are co-heirs with Christ. And so therefore, brothers and sisters, I don't know where you're feeling a lack of confidence, but I want to tell you that you have more confidence or more reason for confidence than you know because of all that God has done on your behalf in Christ. If you don't, and if you're not sure, I just want to challenge you to go to Hebrews chapter 10 and read verses 1 through 18. And then when you get done with verses 1 through 18, read verse 19 and realize that you have more confidence than you know.
And that confidence, I think that's one of the things that Satan or the evil one doesn't want us to be aware of.
Exactly.
I've said that many times, that God's love. If we could ever take to heart or really be saturated our minds and thoughts how much God loves us, I think it would cure so many different things. And I think that may be one of Satan's main weapons to confuse us or to not let us ascertain or understand or grasp the depth of God's love for us.
Yeah, I was in a leadership thing probably 5 months ago, and the guy who was leading the leadership thing says, you know the reason why you don't do everything that God's called you to do is because you don't believe how much he loves you. And so the same kind of thing. And I think that our confidence in God is driven by his love and what he did. And the greatest act of love was that he sent his only begotten son. That he sent his son for once and for all to make that sacrifice. And from that, we should have the kind of confidence that lunges through the curtain to be in the presence of God.
Woo-hoo! Confident today, everyone. I hope you are. You should be. God loves you, and he has a plan and purpose for your life. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.